fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be in front of your radio because, folks, there's always plenty of fake news and fake news that's out there, and you just got to try to get through it. And, heck, you can't even find the real news because Google is censoring all of it. You won't find it. No matter what you Google, you're only going to get liberal news. So your only place to go is Common Sense Radio. We're starting to get a monopoly on having the real news and the truth and facts and open debate and discussion right here at FM Talk 106.5, where we'll turn up your voice. And every week we are back. We are here. We are on every medium. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're streaming on FMTalk106.5.com or just on the clock radio next to your bed. However it is because of the diligence of our award-winning engineer. You know, I've been telling you now for weeks how he has kept the electrons in line. He's sanitized them. He's made sure that they've stayed, remain docile so they won't start rioting or looting. And, you know, no matter what they throw at him, he achieves it every week so that you can have the listening pleasure safely and that the electrons will be safe. And this week, he put goggles on the electrons. That was tough. Folks, that was really tough. But he got the goggles on the electrons that week, this week, so you could have clean, docile electrons bringing you Common Sense Radio. And that's our award-winning engineer, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice guy, Mark Holland.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Those goggles. I had to get the extra small goggles.
Extra small.
Yeah. Those were hard to find. But
that was worse than knitting, just sitting there, grabbing each one. And, yeah. Oh, man.
They look like little minions now.
Little minions with their little goggles.
They're safer now. That's good. Yeah.
Do they come in two and one eyeball ones?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
just electrons, like the minions.
Yeah, just like the minions.
You never know if they have one or two.
And there's one or two that have three.
They have three. Oh, yeah.
So that's a little difficult.
All right. And to try to reclaim this show and bring it back to some sort of stability, we always have with us our Director of Quality Assurance, the Director of the entire Research Department, Executive Producer, Co-host, Co-Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Trisha Taylor.
Great to be here.
Right here. Yeah, always so great to have all y'all here. Some sad news. Should get that out of the way. Actually, let me start with one other one. I just reminded me, looking at these, some of y'all may or may not know, but a longtime Mobilian who has been a pillar of our community for a long time, Commander Robert Eddington, United States Naval Reserve, passed away in his funeral this Sunday, and his funeral was today. Commander Eddington, I always called him Commander Eddington because he'd been in the Naval Reserve. I think he was he served like when I was a kid. He was 90. He would have been 91.
John Paul.
He was all just about John Paul Jones. I've been 91. Great guy. Did lots for the Navy League here, for our Navy, for veterans, for the battleship. He's actually the guy that wrote the legislation and got the thing going to get the battleship here.
Oh.
He was the guy back in the early 60s when they got the news the Alabama was going to be scrapped up in Bremerton. He was the one that jumped up at the Chamber of Commerce and said no.
Yeah. Wow.
And started the whole thing. And then he was at that time, he was actually a state legislator in the early 60s in Alabama and wrote the legislation. And they wound up bringing it here. I mean, just lots of great things that he's done. He's always been serving his community, a pillar at the Spring Hill Presbyterian Church. Just an all-around great guy. And we will very, very much. He was the 2012 Mobile Bay Area Veteran of the Year. Just great guy. He'll be missed, and just for full disclosure, because he was my friend, and I respect him, and I think he was a great guy. Mm-hmm. Just so y'all know, Robert Eddington was a big Democrat.
Well,
until the day he died, he was a huge Democrat. Always.
Okay,
but you know what? That's okay, because he did a lot for the community, for the veterans.
Yeah, and he loved America.
He loved America. He loved South Alabama. I went to his funeral this morning, and sad to see him go. But he, like I said, he was almost 91. So, but great American, Commander Robert Eddington, United States Naval Reserve, you will be missed. Fair winds and falling seas. Okay. That just reminded me. But also Herman Cain has passed away.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit of a shock. He was only 74, which doesn't seem that old to Mark and I anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
Not anymore. That doesn't seem old. And so Herman Cain is a great American, great story, success story.
Yeah.
Rags to riches story. Great guy. He will be missed. Also, John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis died.
Mm-hmm.
And did he die before the show last week? I guess he was already passed away, but the funeral's
It
was all about the time of the show last week.
It had just kind of happened.
I mean, they had funerals in D.C., in Alabama, in Georgia, all over. Because I guess he was originally from Troy.
Okay.
He was from Troy, Alabama.
Well.
But he was a Georgia congressman, and if y'all don't know, Congressman John, and he was a Georgia congressman, 40
a long time.
Years at least.
Long
but
time.
But he was also, you know, where he became famous is he was marched with Martin Luther King across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and apparently was beaten pretty severely. And so he's been a civil rights activist. And a lot of people had a lot of really kind things to say about him. Bradley Berner, congressman, said kind things about him, that he was good to work with.
Yeah.
And we pay respects to both Herman Cain and John Lewis, who have passed away. But now, I have to get in. They had his funeral today in Georgia.
Well, I was going to say.
And, you know, people, you know, you go there and you talk about their lives and what they've done. You know, a funeral is supposed to be a tribute to that person, their lives, their loved ones. And then you're supposed to be a call that we should follow their example.
Right.
Isn't it supposed to be apolitical? You would
think
generally,
it's apolitical.
Most funerals are chock full of politics.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Typically.
At Commander Eddington's funeral, they did have a political story, an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, in 1964, Jack Edwards and Robert Eddington were in the same Bible study class in Sunday school at Spring Hill Presbyterian Church, and Jack Edwards was the leader of that class.
Okay.
And Robert Eddington was in his class.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, Jack Edwards was running for Congress in 1964 for a seat that hadn't been held by a Republican in over 100 years.
Right.
And he said to Robert Eddington, in case the off chance I get elected, because I'm a Republican running for a seat that hadn't been won in over 100 years.
Right.
Would you take over
the class?
The Bible study class to Robert Eddington, the big Democrat.
Oh, wow.
And as it turned out, he was elected, served 20 years, and Commander Eddington took over the Bible study class. So, but that's the sort of.
That was a nice, charming story.
Those are the sort of stories you would expect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you're
it's
in a funeral,
honoring.
It's supposed to be magnanimity and stuff. Well, apparently, President Obama, he didn't. He gave a pretty divisive speech today.
Yeah.
It was actually extremely.
I didn't hear the whole thing. I just read some of the snippets. Did you hear it?
I heard most of it. I heard part, and then I heard more later in the afternoon, and it was pretty shocking.
Yeah, I mean, he just got into.
I can't believe he did that at a funeral.
I mean, he just got into the you know, John Lewis, you did all these things and you sacrificed, but here we are, and the darker currents of our history are still working against us. And basically, he came out and said, the First Amendment is totally under assault. Our police are beating peaceful protesters.
He says the Postal Service is being demonized. He even, hinted at the voter by mail.
Oh, yeah, and he got into the voter by mail.
You're talking about the U.S. Postal Service at this guy's funeral?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just, it was
we're demonizing the Postal Service at the.
Which is
we need voter mail because we're going to voter repression is rampant and you really need to vote and we need to have the. It was a very, very divisive political speech.
And never forget, you know, the rule of thumb is generally once a president is no longer in office, they're supposed to be pretty quiet and go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he kind of broke two rules of decorum, in my opinion.
No, you're right.
I mean, he
could
have said a few small words, but he was way out of line to give that much.
Well, the unwritten rule is
the
past presidents don't come out swinging at the current presidents. They've done their time. Your watch
is
over.
Try to stay quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do anything.
Nope.
The other thing that kind of struck me about that is we're here doing a tribute to John Lewis, half a century of civil rights activist who marched with Martin Luther King, and they fought for the Civil Rights Act, and they fought for all these different things, and for the progress, and you know, we actually elected a black president. So on one hand, you would think, you've had a successful half century.
Right.
Until you heard President Obama speak.
Right.
And it was kind of like
everything was over. And
you tried really hard, but you failed because racism is still rampant and we're still oppressing the vote
and
we're beating people. So it's kind of like, yeah, John, we're sorry to see you go, but nothing has changed since 1964.
Yes, that's a great
summary.
That's
what it sounded like.
That's what it was, yeah. And we still hate Donald Trump was thrown in there, too.
And oh, by the way, we still hate Donald Trump.
Right. It was all of that.
Because he made us racist.
Yep.
Which we're going to get into that about the racism and where all and what this is all about. This has to do with the polls. Oh, we got to get into the he tweeted about delaying the election. We got to get into all that stuff, the polls, all of that. And your calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Okay, we said before the we wanted to get in the polls and we wanted to get in. Trump tweeted, well, if we can't do the election safely, maybe we should consider delaying it, which was like a bombshell. The liberals went, but the Democrats went to Zark. And I laugh because I'm like, he's playing you.
Here's the thing
that
so many people don't understand about Trump is some of the things that he says that sound completely off the wall and totally ridiculous. He is just poking. He is just poking at you.
That's all that was.
He doesn't mean any of that. You know those things. If you don't, you can't understand the difference between sarcasm and honest
but a lot of
but statements.
I think this is, I'm trying to think, he's done this
from
before
him.
With
I
a
mean,
couple of examples
oh, yeah,
where he's turned it around. Because, see, they've been talking, the election, I don't know if we can have it. Because
That's it. He
they keep talking
the
about, well, I don't know if we can have it. We got to do all this massive mail-in. We got to change in these laws, blah, 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 blah. We got to do all that
right,
stuff, right?
Right.
Now, by mentioning that, he's turned around. They're going, oh, no, we're having. So now the Democrats are going, we're having the election.
Hey, speaking
this
of.
This is kind of like Bugs Bunny with Elmer Fudd. Open season, closed season, open season, open season, closed season.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
Louis Gohmert did the same thing. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He proposed this long. I mean, he had it worded like whereas. But he set up a bill to ban the Democrat Party. Because it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, and he's such a hoot anyway, he's probably one of my favorite people in Congress. But he was just like, if we're getting rid of everything and everybody that's ever been affiliated with slavery,
we have to abolish the Democrat
Party. And it's just.
And we need to erase everything Democrat.
Yep.
Because they're the ones
he's
who
like,
wanted
you started,
that.
Yeah, he's
slavery.
Like, it was logical.
They're the ones who. That's a great.
Yeah,
but
I'll see if
that
I can
just plays
put it on our page.
And so I laugh because they all lost their minds today. And I go, look,
well, sure.
That now he's got the Democrats demanding that the election happen on time.
Right. Right.
Okay, we'll do it on time.
Okay,
we're gonna do.
You
it.
Talked me into it.
But you know, and they are gonna try to steal it. That's why it cannot be close.
Yeah.
But
right.
And that's why they're saying, oh, we got to have all this mail-in voting because. Folks,
easy to steal
voting,
the election.
It's all about stealing the election.
Yeah. Vote
I mean, harvesting. I've had this on here. This is already 3 or 4 weeks old. Four Democrats in New Jersey were in the primary or whatever charged in July for voter fraud.
Right.
Four Democrats, and there's a bunch of other stories. There's another one somewhere in New York. They could never get the. It took them weeks to get the ballots counted because there were so many fraudulent ballots in there. Look, the mail-in vote is totally. We want to steal this election.
There's no other reason.
I think Obama talked about the voter ID. Really?
Yeah, he said they're shutting down polls. Tell me, like, where is that happening? Nobody's shutting down anything.
Nobody can get an ID. Some people can't get an ID.
Well, that's it.
Are you kidding me?
You know, that's the... And those individuals on the left who say that it's a burden for people of color to get an ID is the most one of the most racist statements I think I've ever heard.
It really
Are you saying that these individuals are not smart enough to get a photo ID? Is that what you're really saying?
That all white people could get?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, it
boils
down to
this. Please explain to me how black people can't get it, but white people can.
Voting should always be easy to do, but hard to cheat.
Yes.
I mean, like it should be easy to vote, but hard to cheat. So if you have a problem with presenting your ID, then it bears the question of, well, what are you trying to hide?
You have to have confidence.
Yeah.
It's really the big picture. You must have confidence in the election process, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if you don't, you're like third world country nations because they don't have, they go, we know that was rigged. So what do? They grab their guns.
Right.
Because they have no confidence in it. And you know what? I get that. Because if I have no confidence in the election, I might grab my gun. I might go, no. Y'all stole that, cheated. I ain't buying.
Well, Karl Marx said, it's not the votes that count, but who counts the votes?
It's not the votes,
and you know this is part of it, and just to undermine the credibility.
But then this gets into the polls. All the polls say that Biden is winning everywhere, and in a lot of places by double digits.
Right.
So, why are the Democrats upset?
Yeah.
Why are some of them saying he should quit now? Mm-hmm. Because. Because there was a guy, I forgot, I think it was Washington Post wrote an opinion piece. It was either Washington Post or New York Times wrote an opinion piece yesterday, I think. Trump should quit because he's going to lose. It's like.
Yeah,
so
I bet that would be
convenient.
If the
Democrats think that Trump is going to get his butt beat, they want him to quit before he gets his butt beat? Does that make any sense?
That really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Okay, so, and if all these polls are really true. Why are you burning down the cities?
Yeah.
Well, why all this turmoil? Mm-hmm. Why the pandemic? We got to shut down the economy. We got to destroy the economy, which is Trump's strength, if Trump is losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And vote. I'm getting more convinced. The polls, part of it initially, I thought the polls are to discourage Republicans.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that is the distant second reason. I think the primary reason the polls is to keep Democrats from giving up.
Well, you may be right about that.
I think they know deep down, they look at Biden and go, oh my God, he's about to drool.
Because we all know now it's just like an extension of media cheerleading.
Yes.
Polls are. Yep. And we were talking off air how Breitbart's been yanked completely from any Google results. If you try to connect a Breitbart story to a polling, you can't find one now.
Right.
Google, it's gone.
It's gone. And we absolutely got to get into that, but that's where I think the polls are. The polls are to keep the Democrats from giving up. And then let's go back to the racism thing. You ever notice? I mean, look, we had 4 years of Obama. It's been 50 plus years since the Civil Rights Movement. All sorts of things have changed, right? It used to be you didn't see black people on TV. Black people all over on TV. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, black celebrities, people used to love Oprah. I don't know if they still love Oprah. Oprah was really beloved.
Yeah,
Will Smith. Everybody loves Will Smith.
Right.
People love Denzel Washington. They don't care. They're black.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. I still love Samuel Jackson. Has stupid politics.
Funniest guy I ever
he
heard is Eddie Murphy.
He's great in movies, right?
Yeah.
So people don't go, oh, I don't look at it. No, they love black athletes, black celebrities. Herman Cain, you know, Alan West, Clarence, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
And we've gotten to where we intermarry.
Yep.
It used to be taboo. That's gone. I mean, so how is it after 8 years of having a black president, we immediately went back to 1920?
Or earlier, before that.
Well, I was thinking around 1920 or 1918. What was that movie that he... Birth of a Nation.
Oh, right,
racist movie, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, so how did we go back 100 years in racism overnight if we made all this?
Yeah.
We didn't.
think about this.
But they want you to think we did.
Yeah.
There's another pandemic out there. It's a quadrennial pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Every 4 years, there's a racism virus that is put on the country. Think about it.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you remember when Bill Clinton was running 1992?
Yeah.
He was the
black
first black
churches
president.
Are going to. Remember, he said, black churches are going to burn if you reelect George Bush.
Yeah.
So all
he claims to be the first black president.
And he does. And there's actually some black people that will attest to it. I can't figure that out either.
And Al Gore invented the
internet. Think about it. Every 4 years, the Democrats have to keep the black vote. And since they don't do anything for the black community, the only weapon they have is to convince and or remind the black community, Republicans are racist.
Right.
You have to vote for us. We're the only ones that really like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's what they're doing. And I think what we're seeing this year is they realize they're actually losing black votes. That's why they're burning the cities.
More
blacks are leaving
time.
The Democrats.
Absolutely.
We're seeing it more and more. And they realize there's a point, and I don't know if it's 15%, 25, 35. There's a point where if blacks go 15, 25, 35, somewhere in their percent, for Republicans, the Democrat Party is decimated.
Mm-hmm. Which is why they've always wanted open borders so they can get the Hispanic, which they think will be Democrat. Exactly.
But that's what we're seeing. All of these riots, these lootings, all the Black Lives Matters, all the racism, they're screaming is just to convince black voters, Republicans are still racist. You must vote for Democrats.
Exactly.
That's all it's about. It's all... exacerbated and amplified and blown out of proportion. Okay, we've got lines open, 251-343-0106, and we're getting some really long texts that we're going to have to read over the break. But we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Coming to you at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. Special sponsor, they make custom-made dry-fit shirts. They make signs, banners, promotional materials, and they have a Trump store. So you get a MAGA hat or whatever it is you want down there. Just a red hat to provoke other people. Snowflakes make them melt right there in front of you. But you can get them at their store down on Cooeyman Road in downtown Tillman's Corner. Or visit them online, abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yes, let us pray for the salvation of all of those who live in that totalitarian darkness. Pray they will discover the joy of knowing God. But until they do, let us be aware that while they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world. It was C.S. Lewis who, in his unforgettable Screwtape Letters, wrote, "The greatest evil is not done now in those sordid dens of crime that Dickens loved to paint. It is not even done in concentration camps and labor camps. In those, we see its final result. But it is conceived and ordered, moved, seconded, carried, and minuted in clear, carpeted, warmed, and well-lighted offices by quiet men with white collars and cut fingernails and smooth-shaven cheeks who do not need to raise their voice. But because these quiet men do not raise their voices, because they sometimes speak in soothing tones of brotherhood and peace, because like other dictators before them, they're always making their final territorial demand, some would have us accept them at their word and accommodate ourselves to their aggressive impulses. But if history teaches anything, it teaches that simple-minded appeasement or wishful thinking about our adversaries is folly. It means the betrayal of our past, the squandering of our freedom. So I urge you to speak out against those who would place the United States in a position of military and moral inferiority."
All right. That is... the evil empire speech from the 8th of March, 1983, when he was talking about how we need to face down the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I picked that because he's talking about our enemies and that how we, you know, how they it's not what we think it is. It's not the brawlers in the streets. It's the people behind it that are planned it all. Mm-hmm. And how they do it quietly.
The smooth talkers.
The smooth talkers. And how the things are done quietly. And then you wake up and you have to wear a mask and goggles or whatever it is, right?
Right.
And then really what it gets down to is the wishful thinking about our adversaries is folly. Because we have to betray our past and squander our freedom. Isn't that what the protesters are doing to us? They want us to betray our past.
Yeah.
And now they talk about that we'll be more free, but we know what they're doing because we're already suffering. We're losing our freedoms. We mm-hmm. can't find Breitbart. They've already right. they, yeah. they've already gone and they're censoring us on Google. They're telling us we can't speak out. Well, if you go down there, they will assault you. And it's those who are trying to make the United States lose its place of position in military power and become morally inferior. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do to us, and that's why I picked that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And that kind of doesn't really go with this week's column, but this week's column is, it's Democrats that refuse to accept elections. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing goes back to, think about this. The Democrat Party, almost their entire history, has been violently rejecting elections they lost.
Yeah.
What happened to the first Republican president?
He was shot.
He was assassinated. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. Do you know there's five presidents shot? Do you know what four of them are?
Republicans.
Republicans.
Oh my goodness.
The only one that was a Democrat was Kennedy. It was actually it was Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Reagan were shot. And Reagan obviously survived, mm-hmm. and the others didn't, and Kennedy was assassinated. But think about this. John F. Kennedy is more conservative than either of the Bush presidents.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
And if he were alive today, he could not get into the DNC.
Absolutely.
There's no way.
Not with the same policy and philosophy that he had in 60.
If he said the things he said while he was president today, they wouldn't. So you need to, and all through that. And you think about it, they assassinated presidents. They founded the KKK to thwart elections. Mm-hmm. They implemented Jim Crow laws to keep blacks from voting to steal mm-hmm. elections.
Right.
They've been violently overthrowing elections. And then think even 2000, they said they have rejected every election. They have said Bush was an illegitimate president.
Yep.
And they have totally said Trump is. They're the ones who are trying to violently overthrow this
country.
And
in all kinds of ways. We'll never stop hearing about the Electoral College being...
Now there's some professor at Maryland that says, University of Maryland says it was born out of white supremacy.
Yes.
The Electoral College?
Well,
you know, all I can think of when somebody makes a statement like that is
so dumb.
You are extremely ignorant, and by that ignorant of mm-hmm. the facts,
right.
You don't know, or you have an agenda, or you're just plain stupid.
You're either plain stupid, or you're the most callous manipulator,
or
charlatan is what you are.
You know, it just is not in your favor,
right?
Because
right.
There have been Democratic elections where the Electoral College went their way.
Oh, many times.
I mean,
it's just
to give everyone a voice.
Well, anytime the Democrats in the office, the Electoral College went their way, that's the only
right.
way you can get elected.
But that's my point, though. Yeah. If you go look through history, who has been violent? Who has tried to thwart and contest elections? It has been Democrats for over 100-something years. Go check out my column. It's Democrats Refuse to Accept Elections at BamaNewsNow.com. LD the Mad Trucker has been holding patiently. What do you got for us?
Hey, real quick. In a break room in one of my trucking companies, there's a group of black men in there talking, and one of them says to the other, "What has the Democrat Party done for any of you in here?" And there's dead silence. So he says this. He said, "I don't like the man either," talking about Trump. But he said, "I do like my check, and I'm going to vote to keep my check as fat as possible." That is why Trump will win, and the Democrats will lose, because what did Joe Biden say? On day one, he's going to raise taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to raise taxes. I mean, he's going to do all sorts of crazy stuff. Actually, didn't really know. There goes LD, the mad trucker. Thank you for calling.
Down the road. Yeah. Keep on trucking.
Thank you.
Keep on. Be safe out there. But, I mean, Biden doesn't even – it's actually getting really bad. I mean, I'm
– Well, you know my thoughts on that.
Yeah. So, okay, we got some texts. Yeah. Oh, we'll try to catch – Dave from Gulf Shores says his Hispanic ancestor ran the slave trade in Mobile for decades because he ran all trade in Mobile. It was Don Miguel Eslava, which there's Eslava Creek. I understand that. He also helped the Americans in the Revolutionary War. So that is actually some very interesting history, but I apologize, Dave, from Gulf Shores for reading on there, because I expect BLM will be at your door in 10 minutes. Prepare. No, because they're going to, oh, no, we're going to go get that guy.
Right, right.
But, you know, I think it's cool, the history. I mean, whatever it is, everybody. Well, look, my grandfather and great uncles fought in the World War II. They are World War II veterans.
Right, right.
Okay, but they weren't on this side.
They weren't on the winning side.
They were in the German army.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
but
I'm here now.
It's history.
It's history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Jerry from Fort Morgan says that he certainly understands business, that things are out of control, people bound by con. He was once a proud caring Democrat because of the fact he was always a union member, which my father was an IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, member his whole life.
Yep.
But he switched from Democrat to Republican with Ronald Reagan in 1980. And then he goes on, the Westwood One News propaganda machine has been sickening for some time, said an all-time no-buy and spreading their agenda. And I guess they had said some stuff about Herman Cain, because he said Herman Cain was a great man. He wasn't the kind of man who would blame others. He loved this country, a worthless scum that controlled that so-called news organization, should be held accountable. And then the best part, you guys are great, and I appreciate what y'all do so much that I listen to you on the internet all week while I'm at work up in Bruton.
Nice.
So we have some
hello,
thank
Bruton.
You.
Yeah,
thank you,
Jerry
you.
From Fort Morgan for that very – we needed that lift tonight. And then we had the email from last week, which I can't remember exactly what it was, because they posted and – well, I guess it's about they're saying that this is a theocracy. Okay, I don't want to live in a theocracy is what the texter is trying to get in, you know, and I forget what we were talking about. It was so good, but we ran out of time last week.
Yeah.
But he sent us this thing from the Daily Cause, which, oh my God, which we actually pulled it up and looked at. And I'm going to try to paraphrase because we didn't have time to read all of it. But you have some of the liberals who they look at you and go, because you want morality and law and order, you want theocracy. Because you want to push your morality on others. It's like, no, we just want some common decency and a common morality that most people agree on, which, you know, the Bible has served pretty well. It's the Bible, it was Bible-believing people that built this country. So we think should stick to that. Now, the theocracy thing is total crap. This is a republic. There is no theocracy.
Right.
These are elected people. There is no litmus test.
If you want an example of a theocracy, all you have to do is look at Iran.
Exactly. That's a theocracy.
That's a theocracy.
It is.
Hello. And we're nothing like that. So it's
The Vatican.
Or the Vatican. Well, yeah.
The Vatican is a sovereign.
Sovereign. What, 84 acres or whatever they got. Yes.
And it's run by the Pope. It's a theocracy.
The Pope. Yeah. So, I don't know where all that goes. So look, we got more stuff to talk about. When we come back, we'll get your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We got to get to the riots because we haven't even gotten to that. But a good text just came in from Chad in Mobile. It says, how do y'all think that we get the message out to liberals that they are being played? If they listen to this program, which everyone should, or read real news, they'd come to the red side in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, many of them don't take in news from anywhere other than leftist sources.
That's a great question.
That is a great question, and I hate to sort of disagree with you, Chad. It doesn't matter if we get the message out to the liberals. We're not changing their minds. I have debated and talked to so many liberals. You're not changing. You're going to change independents' minds, moderates' minds, and maybe true. Some liberals that aren't really liberal. They just kind of are following. But diehard liberals, you're not going to change your mind because it's a worldview thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, and this goes back to the... Now the other guy's going to go nuts about the theocracy again. Mm-hmm. It's a worldview thing. But generally, conservatives or Christians who have a worldview that there is right and wrong.
Yep.
Yeah,
there is morality. They believe the Bible teachings, and that's how we live and work. Mm-hmm. And it works very well. Your liberals don't believe any of that.
No, they don't think there's really any evil in the world. They think everything's relative. Humanism,
everything's relative, no evil.
Right.
And they believe.
Yeah.
And I have a remember Ron used to call
yeah.
from Houston.
Right.
He's prototype of all of this.
Right.
Archetypical. That was the word I
used. Yeah. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he is convinced he is so smart that he can understand all of it, including God.
Right.
He can understand the wow. infinite being. And if he can't understand the infinite being because he's pretty darn smart,
right.
then that infinite being doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And that's where you lose the mm-hmm. liberals because the liberals are certain they know it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where. And yeah. so you're not going to convince them. And, and they're also convinced they know it all. And that Mark and I, Teresa is smart. Mark and I are stupid.
We're really
and then without them,
we don't yes. know anything.
Without them, we can't be fed. We can only right. find bullets, but we can't find the beans.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Somebody once asked me, you know, why, you know, knowing that you're probably never, ever going to change a liberal's mind, why do you do what you do as far mm-hmm. as this radio show, any, you know, messaging I do on social media, anything like that? Why do you do what you do? And it's and I told him, I said, the reason I do what I do is not because I think I can change a liberal's mind, mm-hmm. but it's so that conservatives realize they're not alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are other like-minded individuals with them.
With them, and we'll stand up
and we'll stand
out.
With
and
them.
And it strengthens the dialogue, and then they pass that down to their children.
Right.
And right.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm not going to change anybody's yeah. mind that is. Yeah, maybe. You know, once in a blue moon, possibly, like you said, a moderate or an independent or something like that.
Well, that's why I do it like on social media, because you'd be surprised other people read this.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are questioning, they go, oh.
Oh,
but really what it is when you debate, you're either going to be converted or you're going to have your convictions strengthened.
Well, and look.
And that's what we're doing.
And I think.
Strengthening our convictions.
And if we have time, we'll talk about the professor Mike Adams, who
yeah, well,
passed
bring
away
that
this
up
week.
Because but that plays
he,
into
he definitely went against the grain. He
at
said,
Wilmington in
yes,
North Carolina,
and he said hate speech is the speech that the left hates because they lack the intelligence to rebut it. And that's kind of what we're getting at. It's like the dialogues often just well, you know, I just don't believe what you believe. And you know, it just kind of ends. Because,
I'm offended. I can't hear it.
You know, if mm-hmm. there is logic and reasoning and yeah. absolute truth, and that's why we said, let's just come up with hate speech, then they can't say these things.
Don't say it to me.
Oh,
so,
do we have
okay,
a,
let's see if we can take, because I want, yeah, let's go ahead and take, because I want to try to get into the, there was deaths at these mm-hmm. around the country, and I want right. to try to get to some of those. But look, let's take the call. We got to call it. Who we got?
This is Charlie over here in Baldwin County.
Charlie, what do you got for us?
I beg the difference on changing people's lives. My wife's got a friend of hers lives in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
His sister is up in age. She's a lifelong Democrat. But she told her brother, she said, I no longer will vote for a Democratic Party.
Mm. Well, you know, you're right. There are 80. Some that are coming that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's more because of the actions of the Democrat Party rather than anything that I say or Pete says or
yeah.
anybody
but
else.
You said,
but you're right. People yeah. are changing their
right.
ideas
but Charlie,
and their thoughts.
Charlie, you said she was up in age. So what I'm guessing is she was never a rabid liberal who promoted socialism. She just believed in the old Democrat Party that they were for the working man and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Exactly.
And so she's kind of seen the light. What I'm talking about is liberals who are hardcore liberals who believe in socialism and atheism and all those other things.
Right. But see, her brother is a diehard Republican, and she was a diehard Democrat. She's voted for Democrats all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother retired from railroad, and he voted for Republicans all of his life. So you imagine how that family act around the Thanksgiving table.
Oh, I can yeah. imagine. Did you say she's in Florida?
No, she lives up in Virginia.
Ah.
He lives in Florida.
Okay, well, we need the votes everywhere, so yeah. God bless her. We appreciate it. That's a good story. That's another one for Trump.
And I'm going to miss Herman Cain.
Everybody is.
He was a wonderful man.
He was a great man, a great American, a great story, and quite an inspiration. I actually got to meet him once.
He had a radio show, and it had a clever name, and I can't remember it.
The Herman Cain Show.
The Herman Cain Show.
I thought there was one that was like a funny name, though. Okay, never mind.
That's called Common Sense Radio.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Okay. All right, Charlie. Thank you for listening and calling in.
All right, buddy.
All right, I know we're running time, but I wanted to get to this. I should have gotten to this earlier. There's been death in this. The rioting goes on every night, and particularly in Portland, it's totally out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Portland looks like a war zone, and you can't hardly find the video anymore, but it is terrible there in a lot of cities. But folks, in Portland, an Antifa militant, one of the Antifa protesters or rioters, stabbed a black Trump supporter. There was a black Trump supporter went down there to confront him, which is probably not a good idea, and was stabbed in Portland. A black Trump supporter in Wisconsin was murdered, in Milwaukee, was murdered. This guy had a business, and he had all sorts of Trump signs outside, and he was shot in cold blood.
So,
and you have to wonder, now you're telling me,
Black Lives Matter? Or not?
Or not. And you tell me that these things aren't political? I mean, in Portland, supposedly it's all about Black Lives Matter. A black guy who supports Trump comes out. What do? They stab him.
Right.
Now, the other part I want to bring up, did you hear about the Antifa guy in Austin that was killed?
What was that?
Okay. This just happened a couple of days ago. It's a young Antifa guy. He was out there protesting with BLM in Austin, Texas. And they, now get this. They actually gets interviewed, I think, on CNN or MSNBC. He's interviewed because he's carrying an AK-47.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's out on the streets. It's open carry. He's out on the street in Austin. This is the night. And they interview him. Why are you doing that? He goes, well, because we have the right to protect our protesters and our freedom of speech. And he says, and because conservatives are generally, and he used another word for cowards, and they're not going to stand up anyway, but I'm just going to keep them at bay. Within a couple hours, a car somehow is trying to navigate through that area and gets caught up with a bunch of protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy with his AK-47 walks up to the front of the car and points it at the driver.
Wow.
Well, this was Texas.
Yeah. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. The driver shot and killed him.
Yeah. Fear of your life.
Well, he was being... A guy walked up and pointed an AK-47.
Yeah. What else you gonna do?
Now, I'm not... I mean, this is a young man. He was apparently an Air Force veteran. Apparently, he was dating they're pulling on our heartstrings because apparently he was dating a black girl who's had her quadra amputations, legs and arms. I don't know what the story is. So they're pulling on our heartstrings. And look, I think it's tragic that this poor guy was killed. I mean, any life killed. But folks, this is the craziness that's going on. If you keep on with all of these riots and looting and violence, as people go out and do stupid stuff, and now some young man is killed.
Right.
And then the other guy who shot him, who immediately called 911, now his life might be destroyed because imagine the lawsuits and all the crap he's got to go through.
Yeah.
We've got to get a handle on this, and we need actually, if there's any sane Democrats left, they need to come out and condemn the violence.
Absolutely.
They need to come out and condemn the violence.
And check out our Facebook page. I'm going to post an article about Mike Adams. We didn't have time to get to him, but it's a great article
by
Mark Stein. Check that
out. Let's do that. All right, folks, we're way out of time, so stay cool this weekend. And, honey, it's time to come home.